Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Chuck Freeman on Twitter doesn't read his mentions too much.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't want to start my day off that way, or my life.
Yeah, he doesn't like seeing what's in there.
Which is brutal.
So I'm going to start reading them for you.
Oh, I don't think you want to do that.
There's been a couple people that have been suggesting to you, as we, you know, kicked it around a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour, that podcast will be up within the hour, if you want to always catch up on the show from start to finish. Some people like that order. You can do that.
Now what, I should die?
No.
Usually that's the case.
Nobody wants you to die today.
Oh, really? So people are actually being nice.
No, you're talking about you didn't have a lot of sports to watch over the weekend. People are suggesting getting a Premier League team or getting into the Champions League in soccer. There's plenty of soccer this time of year,
God.
Chuck. You can watch. Would you rather have people tell you to die or tell you to watch soccer?
Maybe I prefer dying. Maybe we'll take that route today.
I see. Bucks did play a game on Friday. They won. They played on Saturday. They lost. Other than that, some people in college basketball were kind of clueless on what to do on Sunday. Mike's in Franklin at 799-1250. What'd you do this weekend, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I did what the Twitter guys suggest you do, and I watched some soccer, and then I did the really exciting thing, and I did my taxes. That's always a joyful occasion.
Are you getting money back?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a chance to watch soccer or do your taxes. You thought, God, this soccer is so dreadful. Maybe I'll do that.
You know what, dude? I don't want to talk over you, and I apologize, but there have been plenty of people who have said, oh, soccer sucks. It could never take root in America. It could never be popular. And then I met him at the bar, and I suggested, hey, why don't you watch soccer instead of just sitting there pounding your beers? And I tell you what, they turn into soccer fans, and now they support soccer, and they go out every single weekend to watch it, man.
Well, they're a better person than I am, that's for sure.
Will you even give it a... Thanks, Mike. Will you even give it a chance?
What's that?
Soccer.
You know what? I covered... I did a soccer show on TV. I did a TV show.
How?
Back in the 90s.
About the Wave?
It was a Wave show. It was called Milwaukee Wave Soccer Weekly. It was hosted by Mike Jacobs, the former Channel 4 anchor. Did a show called Milwaukee Wave Soccer Weekly, and I had a piece on there every week on local soccer. Every week I did a piece on, you know, like the U-12s over in Brookfield, or like Greendale soccer team.
How am I learning about this now?
Well, I don't know. We are. It just kind of came up.
Do you have any tape of it?
I don't. Probably somewhere with my mullet on VHS somewhere.
Can you get it?
I don't know. Somewhere. It's got to be somewhere.
I not only have a VCR at my house, I have a VHS to DVD converter.
Yeah,
I need it.
I have to
give it
somewhere.
To
you know who I know would have copies? I haven't seen him in years. My friend Tom Wynn, who used to be the play-by-play guy, because he had a piece on there as well. And it was like looking to do some local TV stuff, and that was my way to get in and do some stuff with him. So, but I'd have to go down to the Bradley's. I'd go out and do this story in town in southeast Wisconsin. I'd do a little local piece, and then I'd have to go to the Bradley Center and do the voiceover on it with the production crew there.
I need to see it.
It was a 4-minute piece.
I need this.
Why?
I need to see it.
Yeah, I did it.
I need it.
I'm not lying to you. I did it. It's called Milwaukee Wave Soccer Weekly. I did it for 2 years.
Chuck, I need it from you. Give it to me.
If I find it. There's a lot. I'm missing a lot of things that I can't
don't
find.
Use that as a drop. I need it from you. Give it to
me. You control the drop things over on your end over there. I'll see what I can do. But, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm looking for. I've gotten boxes and boxes and I can't find, which I will someday.
All right. Well, do that tonight.
Yeah. I can't do that tonight. I got too many things to watch.
What, the Bucks?
Yeah, I'm just watching them. Here's the deal.
Monday Night Raw.
I hate digging out of, like, digging for stuff on boxes in your house. Because it's like,
it's for the show. Do it for the show.
Oh, then I mess up everything and I rearrange it. And it's never quite as, you never put things quite back like how they are packed away. Plus, I don't have a VCR to actually see what videotapes have this on. Because I do have some videotapes out.
You hate these 3 weeks of sports for lack of content. So going back in the Chuck Freeman time machine would be a great
use of
our time.
But we can't show them.
We can put them online. We can play the audio on the air. We can do a lot with this.
I'm here with the Heartland U-12s today.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that. I did, I did a thing on the... Went to the Franklin Sports Complex and did a thing on a Wave soccer camp 1 week. And would do something like in the Rising Stars here in town. You know, like I said, the Greendale soccer team. I think I did one on them one time. And, it was fun to do because I was doing some TV and I was, you know, going out in the community and all that. But it was aired on Saturday mornings.
A lot of times on this show, we have an idea and then we never talk about it again. You have to find them.
I will eventually find them.
Sooner rather than later.
I will try, but again, I have a stack of videotapes. I can't check it out myself because I don't have a VCR.
I have a VCR.
But I mean, I had to give you all these VCRs. Videotapes.
Yeah, do it.
And God knows on what's some of those videotapes that I don't know if I want you to see.
Did you make your own porn?
No, I'm not saying that. But who knows what I did? Did a lot of things in the 80s and 90s, and I'm not sure what's on some of these videotapes.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery.
What's on them?
A videotape from Saturday night does not have Giannis playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. You did go to the game despite knowing that Giannis was not playing. You bought the tickets beforehand and then went. I saw a lot of people online, and we put up a thing on Facebook yesterday saying, hey, look, this is what they have to do. I get it. They have to rest. But then there's also people that, you know, this is their one Bucks game a year, and they plan this night out. And should they have planned not to go on a back-to-back? You know, maybe. Are there steps that you can take? You know, maybe. But the expectation is when you go to see the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis is healthy, you go to watch your favorite player play. And there were some people upset about that over the weekend. I don't know if there's anything the Bucks can do, should do, would do. And I think that's just something that's an assumed risk. If you go to a Bucks game, you gotta know that there's a chance the Greek Freak doesn't play.
Especially if it's on a back-to-back. I mean, I should have seen that coming Saturday.
Especially after Middleton sat Friday.
Yeah. I thought, okay, then Middleton played horrible Saturday, but I mean the whole team did. They couldn't throw it in the ocean on Saturday from 3-point land. But I guess I should have seen it, and I understand it. Yeah, I spent money to go, spent good money to go, had a good time. You know, walked around the Pfizer Forum. You know, did all that stuff. But we went there to see Giannis play and the Bucks play, and hopefully get about 20-point win. Didn't realize I was going to a 20-point loss, but hey, that's the cost of doing business. When you go to a Bucks game or any sporting event, your team gets hammered like that, and the star player doesn't play. You know, too bad for me. But again, I'd rather have him sit out and lose like that than to get some rest for what's going to benefit him down the road.
So do fans at 799-1250. You can chime in 414-799-1250 this morning, Facebook, Twitter as well. I'll read some of these that came in yesterday, too. Do fans have a right to be mad? Do you have a right to be mad when you buy the ticket? And this is before you find out Giannis isn't playing. When you buy the ticket, as expensive as they might be, you want to go to this game. You're going to, you know, clear your schedule. You're going to bring your kids, and you want to see Giannis, and he's not playing. Do they have a right in any way to be upset, or do you tell them to just suck it up? That's part of the assumed risk.
Well, I think Adam Silver has told teams, when you have a national TV game on a Saturday night or Sunday, your stars better play. And I remember one time David Stern, the former commissioner, fined the Lakers for sitting some of their stars 20 years ago. They were sitting out guys, resting guys, And Stern said, nope, you're playing these guys. So, I mean, I think that's wrong. Commissioner shouldn't order teams to play guys. You know, I mean, these teams are just trying to maintain the season. If the season – don't have back-to-back games then. Don't play Friday and Saturday night games if there's a possibility. Let's space the season out there. Play Friday, Sunday, or whatever. And then, well, then the Bucks play tonight. I don't know. I don't know what the cure for that is, but don't play. Don't have back-to-back nights if there's a risk of these guys and wear and tear on their knees.
David on Facebook, I agree it's a chance you take, but I'll tell you what, if I took my son to see Giannis for the first time and they sat him, I'd be upset. If he's going to need the LeBron treatment of resting, then he should not be playing in the All-Star game. He should be resting that game. Just my take. That's David on Facebook.
Well, here's my attitude about All-Star games. If guys don't make the All-Star team, I look at it, okay, they could use some rest. Like when the Brewers, some guys didn't make the All-Star team. Like if Aguilar did not make the All-Star team at right of what, I was like, okay, the guy can get at least some rest. Because he had a tired bat the second part of the season. I think we all saw that. But if certain Bucks did not make the team, All-Star team, I'm fine with it because I just look at it and think, okay, that means these guys can rest their legs because, in basketball, you need to have your legs under you. And if you're going out there and practicing or getting some run in, I mean, that's just more time spent that's not on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Kevin on Facebook, I was going to spend $300 for two tickets in the lower bowl, but then I thought about it, realized it was a back-to-back game, and I didn't buy the tickets. Then I found out Giannis wasn't going to play, and I was glad that I didn't. I was talking with a friend about this on Saturday morning. I think Giannis should play in Milwaukee and sit on the road. The league seems to think the opposite. That's from Kevin on Facebook. Dave says, I might be in the minority here, but looking at this from a marketing standpoint, sitting Giannis on a Saturday could greatly affect ticket sales later in the season. I think a lot of fans are walk-up sales where they might only have a single game ticket and not season ticket holders. They'll go to the game on a Saturday night because you don't have to be up early Sunday morning or you have young kids who desperately want to see the star of the team. Imagine how those fans would refuse to go if they knew ahead of time that the face of the franchise wasn't playing for that game. I understand sitting him against a lesser opponent, but if you're going to do that, do it on, say, a Tuesday night when there would be less fans in attendance, and therefore the team's bottom line would not be so adversely affected. That's from Dave.
See, I don't think the Bucks look at it that way. They don't look and say, oh, geez, Saturday night, okay, this is one of a few Saturday night dates. Let's play Giannis, even though he's coming off a plane the night before. They don't look at it as a Saturday or Friday. They look at it, you know, merely from not the business end, but from, hey, is Giannis going to get some rest here? Okay, we played him Friday night, a game, a road victory, and I'm glad he played on the road. I would, for the terms of the team, I would rather him play Friday night than Saturday. And I even thought without Giannis Saturday, they'd still get a win. And they might have if some of the other guys would have played better and not a 20-point loss. And Orlando played well. But, I guess in the future, when they have back-to-back games that are not playoff games, I guess, and they don't play back-to-back playoff games, just buyer beware that Giannis might not play.
Roy says, I've been waiting all season to get out of the house. Hard to do with a 4-year-old and an 8-month-old to take my wife to a game. And our best player sits.
Yeah.
This effing sucks.
I get it. I don't like it either, but that's... that's going to happen, man, in today's NBA, in today's sports.
So you know? do fans have a right, these people that are upset, do they have a right to be, or do they need to suck it
They up? Have a right to be upset and disappointed, okay,
but
just like I was.
Nothing can be done about it.
But that's just the...
You can be upset, yeah. But you also have to suck it up.
We're there as viewers.
You can be upset all you want, but too bad.
And the Bucks are there
too
just...
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, the Bucks are there to watch what their team... Okay, playing Giannis, man, if resting Giannis Saturday night is going to help the team down the road, which they feel they did, what I don't like is this. Oh, he's resting because of sore knees. I mean, everybody could see.
Would you rather they say load management like the
yes.
Lakers did?
Yes.
I would too.
I'd be honest, at least be honest with us. Resting sore knees.
We don't want to play him.
Yeah.
He's just sitting out.
Okay. Maybe he does have some.
He showed up to the stadium in a really nice suit, and we thought, let's just show that off on the bench.
Okay. It's like if I called in sick to work tomorrow, and I said, well, God, I got a sore throat. Okay. No. Frames didn't want to drive in 7 to 10 inches of snow. That's what it would have been.
799-1250. Let's get to Eric on the north side. 414-799-1250. What's up, E?
Shocking, Mark, man. This is just stupid. Come on, you mean tell me our best player can't play at home on a back-to-back? I'm looking like this. If he would have played and they got to a big league, he plays 20 minutes tops, took the rest of the game. Come on, man. I mean, I'm used to seeing Jordan and Pippen and Dr. J and Magic and Bird and all that. I mean, them guys play every single game and playoffs. And they won playoff games, playoff series, championships. So it's not like they didn't have tired legs. What they did was they went out there and put a show for the fans. It didn't matter if they're away or at home. They did what they're supposed to do, be professionals. Hey, let me play the games that I'm supposed to play, which is all of them. I get paid for all the games. Let me go out here and try to win a championship, which they did. And not one of them complained about, or the franchise complained about saying, well, let's rest these guys. No. This is, man, come on. You got these guys that are working hard out here, making bridges and donuts and burgers and all that. And the one time they come to see the Bucks, he's not playing.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That ain't cool at all, man. Okay. I don't care what nobody says about resting. To me, that is stupid.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, again, when Dr. J, and I love yesteryear, you know, but I mean, that's just a different time. In today's game, they're finding out when they rest a guy, give a guy a break, that there's long-term benefits out of it. And yeah, it sucks that it was a Saturday night when we all could go to the game and don't have to get up the next morning. But, you know, the Bucks don't see it that way. Bud doesn't see it that way, which I'm fine with. You know, he's looking out, okay, they got a game tonight, Monday in Chicago. Tonight in Chicago. Well, Giannis is there playing. Hey, you know, Mirotić could have played Saturday night. Okay? Mirotić said his calf was fine. His press conference Saturday, Bart Mirotić said he was fine. But they were, you know, give him an extra couple of days to rest, get acclimated to the system, and then play Monday night in Chicago. And I was fine with that.
The bigger problem might be that Giannis didn't play and the team looked terrible without him.
Brutal.
We'll talk about that coming up. It's Chuck and Winkler talking Bucks here. They win on Friday over the Mavs, but then they lose. No, who'd they beat on Friday? They lost to the Mavs.
The Mavs.
Who'd they lose on Friday? Saturday.
They beat the Mavs on Friday night.
Who'd they lose to on Saturday? What am I doing?
Orlando.
The Magic.
Yeah, they won Friday in Dallas. That's a tough back-to-back playing Friday.
Bad team wearing blue.
Yeah.
I got confused.
And then another bad team beat him on Saturday night.
I was too busy watching AAF football, so I don't...
So you didn't watch the game anyway?
I don't watch the Bucks. I only read the box scores.
Don't put that on Twitter.
I'm just kidding. I watched the game. I just forgot. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Some games, you shoot like that, you can't make a layup. Seems like you can't just throw it in the ocean sometimes, but... like I said, man, we've been having a great season. We've had games where we couldn't miss. We've had games where we started off couldn't make a shot that finally got hot. Tonight was just one of those nights.
Chris Middleton after the game on Saturday night against the Orlando Magic. Thank you. People are mad at him, which we'll address here momentarily. A couple of tweets to read after we were talking about if fans, I mean, it's an assumed risk, right? Giannis isn't going to play. He's your best player. But he's not going to play all 82 games. Do fans have a right to be upset? Fans are going to be upset, but is that their right? Jerry tweets in and says, of course. Imagine buying a ticket to see a band and the lead singer decided to sit because he's a little tired. There's an expectation that healthy players will play. We got a message here from Paul. He says, on Broadway, when the star of the show is out for some unexpected reason, you are offered your money back or a comparable seat to a future performance, or you can stay and watch the understudy, but at least they give you the choice.
Yeah, it's not going to work that way in sports.
No.
Never has, never. I mean, if a guy's, what if Giannis was legitimately hurt? Okay, and let's say Giannis was out, God, Giannis was out for a stretch of games. God, just where would this team, after seeing Saturday night, where would this team be without him? So in other words, you expect to get in free for all those games or have the choice of getting your money back? No, I mean, if he's out, he's out.
Well, the Bucks are never going to do anything to offer money back.
No, not at all. As will any other professional or college team, they'll never give your money back.
Part of me feels like, I don't want to talk too much about this, but part of me feels like the Bucks know that they've got a new arena and they're going to be good for a limited amount of time. So they are just trying to money grab it as much as they can. Just get as much money in here now before the team sucks and we can't sell, you know, front row seats. Do you feel like that in any way?
No. I mean, but where do you see that in this case, though?
Well, I mean, they're not going to give money back. Fine. Well, I get that.
I mean, if they think they're going to, the team's going to suck, the team better not suck for years. If they keep Giannis around, they better not suck.
I was looking at the Bucks app the other day and searching some of these things that you can buy, Chuck.
I'm anchoring in for like at least 10 years of winning right now.
You never know in the NBA.
I know, but I'm just telling you, if there's not like 10 years of consistently being a power in the Eastern Conference, then somebody's not doing their job.
All right, let's say your son on Saturday night when you went to the game, let's say you wanted to take him to the halftime high-five tunnel. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Where at halftime, the Bucks head to the court for the second half. You can take your kid down there and run out, and they have the chance to maybe high-five them.
Yeah.
Would you expect to pay money for that?
No, I would think that's free.
It's $30.
It's 30 bucks? I did not know that. Okay.
So if you want to sign your kid up at halftime to go down there and stand in line and possibly get a high five, you have to pay the Milwaukee Bucks $30.
Okay. I don't agree with that.
I'm just saying, I feel that's just one example, but I feel like in the back of the Bucks' head, they're thinking, all right, we're not going to be good forever. Let's...
Well...
Wherever we can get money.
No, but I mean, I...
Let's do it.
No, I'm not thinking that way. You know, again, a business is going to do their business just like anybody else. And if they if there's a market for it, that's fine. You know, I just, you know, they got this... Hey, these guys kept the team in town. These new owners put their own money into this new arena, okay. All right, this team could have very easily been in. What if this team was in Seattle right now at with the record they have right now? How would we feel? After all those years of bad basketball, what if these guys were in Seattle? Man, we'd feel horrendous right now.
What I'm saying is that if you go to the pro shop and there's a sweatshirt for $39.
Which would be on the cheap end, probably.
I'm thinking that the sweatshirt, they go, how much do you want to sell this for? I don't know, $29. I'm sure that there was a conversation that said, Let's put it up to 39. We can give away with
that. Without a doubt. But that's
people got Bucks fever.
Yeah.
This is at an, you know, in the last 20 years, this is the high it's been, and it's only going to get higher.
Yeah.
I mean, people are looking to spend money on the Bucks right now.
Packers do the same thing, and the Brewers too. I mean, the pro shops, anytime you go to a pro shop in the facility itself, you're going to pay probably $10 to $15 more than you would if you went to Kohl's.
I'm just saying, don't be surprised when the Bucks are bad again if everything's like half as much as it costs right now. And that Kohl's halftime line is free.
Okay, well.
That's what I'm saying.
But things were pretty expensive at the Bradley Center, too, when the Bucks were mediocre.
Okay. I just had a thought. I threw it out there, and you can agree or disagree.
Well, I just
had a thought.
No, but again, they're the hot ticket right now, which is great. I love the fact that they're, you know, finally, that they're a thing in town after all these years. That, hey, you know what? Even though they're actually selling standing room only tickets. All right, when have we been able to find that out in the old Bradley Center? So things are going well.
They found another source of income.
Great! I'll pay $25 to get in as a standing room only and sit up there in the Panorama Club. I'm good with that.
Brian tweets in, says, Bart, you're completely right. I'm not renewing my season tickets because of it. They know they're winning. They know they have Giannis. They feel like they can do no wrong. I am legit mad about their customer service.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, Brian is. So one of the guys in the Bucks ticket office, I know there's a handful that listen to the show. If you want to reach out to Brian, I'll give you his Twitter account.
But I'll say this. You know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the hospitality at Fiserv Forum. People are they're really, really nice. Over the top nice, or they're like the old Midwest Services guys at the old county stadium. They're just drilling you under the ground. Same thing. There's no happy medium. You either get Mr. Nice Customer Service Lady or Guy, or the person that's just had a horrible day and is just looking to, you know, use some power on you.
799-1250-414-799-1250. We'll hear from you guys here coming up momentarily about Giannis sitting and about the performance with Giannis sitting was not good. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins. Got a tweet in here. There's no why in your example are you saying $39 for a sweatshirt? They are at least $99.
Yes, I was going to say $39. I'm on board. Where did you see that? Discount rack? Are there some old Andrew Bogut shirts around?
Those are still $72 because now it's retro.
I do go to the pro shop every time I'm there. They got some old Kareem. Here's what I think is funny. They're selling Kareem stuff. They got Kareem stuff. They got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar stuff. The guy wanted no part of Milwaukee back in the 70s. The guy wanted his way out. Nobody wanted Kareem. Well, we took him back. Now Kareem was trying to make good with us after all these years. People booed him.
Here, hold on.
When he was at the Lakers. They booed him when he was at the Lakers.
I'm going to walk away from the mic for just a second.
He punched Kent Benson, our first-round draft pick, and he never was the same again.
All right. My parents sent me some mail.
We got this love fest for Kareem. He hated Milwaukee.
Here, let me show this to you, and I'll describe it because we're on an audio platform. My parents sent me some mail, and occasionally they'll send me like a book or whatever, and whatever. Parents send you stuff. Mm-hmm. But they always throw in like crap that they have that was ours as kids, and then they're like,
yeah.
Instead of just throwing it away.
Uh-huh. They'll send it with you.
So they sent me this pennant. This Bucks pennant, it says work hard, play hard.
Okay.
It's the red and green logo. It's from the 09-10 season.
Yeah.
And it's got Bogut 6, Delfino 10, Brezic 9, Gadzarich 50,
that's got
Ivy 11.
That's got 8th seed written all over it.
Stackhouse 24.
Yeah.
This junk pennant,
yeah.
I bet you if I took it to the Bucks Pro Shop, I'd say, hey, how much would you sell this for? They'd say, oh, that's retro. $35.
Oh, probably.
Oh my God, Horvat scared the hell out of me.
Or you put it
look
on
this thing.
You put it on eBay.
He scared me.
So how did you get? They must have gave that away one night.
Yeah, and then my parents had it at their house, so they're like, "Oh, we'll just."
That's a cool thing to keep.
Remind do you want yourself it?
On the. Yes, I'll take it if you don't want it.
No, I'm selling it online.
Well, you just asked me if I wanted it.
$35. I'm the Bucks. I set the prices. It's retro. Buy it for $35.
Yeah. Well. See, when I go into the pro shop there, I try to look for the retro Bucks logo because, I'd like old Bangle over new Bangle, and I wish they had more old Bangle long sleeve stuff there. That's the only thing. But they have everything possible there. They got they got some cool, 1971 World Champion Bucks stuff. Wish they had it in long sleeve. But there's a whole section dedicated to Kareem. And I'm like, Kareem, God, we barely dragged Marcus Johnson, who played here 10 years. Here and got him back, thank God. But Kareem, who wanted out of Milwaukee, we're kissing his ass all over the place.
414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on the.
The guys have been amazing all year, and they'll be amazing going forward. So it's they're in a good place. I think we just didn't have it tonight.
Yeah, the team sucked on Saturday. Just say that. Bucks lose. Hey, they're gonna lose some. They lost that game on Saturday, and they didn't have Giannis. And I think everyone was like, okay, I get it. Last year, the Bucks used to play like. Two or three games a week when they look like that with Giannis. So, well,
yeah.
It's the NBA. It's a long season. What are they now? 41-14.
Well, here's why I look at it. Saturday night was kind of turn back the clock night.
Yeah.
That's the way the Bucks used to look for 30 years.
As soon as a year ago.
Yeah. For 30 years, that was your Milwaukee Bucks right there on Saturday night.
Yeah. I get that they're good now. We were talking a little bit about how, the prices are all jacked up here. It's surge pricing. It's like when you're Uber on a Saturday night, it's three times as much. It's surge pricing. That's just going to happen. Jamie tweets in, says, the Bucks are definitely getting money where they can right now. I've seen many changes. I think they try to get away with it, but they do need to tread carefully. For example, they used to give all season ticket holders a pin each year. Just some little nice pin.
Yeah.
We got it this year, but they charged us for it.
Oh, they did.
So
huh?
Just every little, you know, nook and cranny you can get. They
again, you know what? I'm not totally against if a team wants to do what it can to make money off the fans. I mean, I guess that's their right to do it. I haven't really thought that's the case of the Bucks. I just think the ownership here has done a lot so far to keep this team here and give us a good product and a beautiful new arena. So far, so good with what they've done. Now, do I agree with everything they've done so far? No, but I mean, I think it's been their ownership so far has been a pretty. I mean, look, they got the best team in the NBA.
It's the hottest ticket in town.
It'd
be foolish if they weren't trying to profit off.
Nobody
of that.
Cared about the Bucks 5 years ago. Nobody cared about the Bucks 5 years ago. Nobody cared about the Bucks. You had a Bucks Pro Shop 5 years ago. No, it'd be dormant in that place.
799-1250. Let's get out to Martinez, who's in Port Washington. Good morning, like Martinez.
Good morning, Bart.
Martinez, what's up?
What's up, man? Hey, I have no problem with Giannis. I want to speak on that and the pricing, but first Giannis. I have no problem with them sitting Giannis because they said, Bud said that from all the games he plays, he's putting a little pressure on his knee because, you know, he dunks a lot. He's carrying his team, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big Middleton fan, and everybody in my group knows that. But even I have to say, hey, you are an all-star now, man. It's time for you to put this team on your back when Giannis don't play. You have to be that guy. And I understand he was tired a little bit, but he wasn't tired. He didn't play the game before. So he had to be the one to step up. And that's what frustrated me. He didn't step up.
Yeah, the Middleton thing is definitely a topic today. People were not happy with him on Saturday night.
I feel like this year there's been too many 4 of 17 shooting nights for mids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, again, a chance for him to be the star, and it was not an all-star performance.
Well, I think, let me ask you guys this, yeah. Martinez, stay there. I think when Giannis is out, the expectation is that Middleton plays like a guy who is the number one guy on a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Middleton is more of a complimentary piece to Giannis, a good one, an all-star one, and the Bucks are probably going to pay him because of that. But if Giannis isn't out there, Middleton is not a guy who's going to score you 35 points in a night. He's not going to be a guy that takes over a game like that, and that's where a lot of people are frustrated because the value in Middleton is that he's Giannis's, you know, the Robin to the Batman. The problem with Middleton is that when Giannis is out, people expect him to be an all-star, and he's not an all-star, I guess, without Giannis.
Well, he benefits from Giannis being on the court.
Right.
I think we're learning right. That. But even when Giannis plays, there's been 4 of 17 shooting nights, and, you know, just sometimes he's just bad. It's like, I hate to have to say this about him, and you shouldn't have to say this about an all-star. Middleton, stop shooting, please. And Lopez, and some nights when he can't hit a three, don't be continuing to throw up those threes. Because he had one of those nights Saturday where he was shooting threes and he was trying to do step-back threes. No. If he doesn't have it going on, you know, pass the ball off, big fella. Don't be continuing to jack up those threes.
Yeah, I want to speak on the price situation, too. Like, I was going to these games when it was a 15-win team. You know, I can't afford to pay $80 just to go. You know, I got a family of 4 to take and stuff. And I can't afford to sit up top now. It's like all of the people that was going to these games then that were supporting the team when it was not that good, we can't afford to go. And the people that's going now mostly are bandwagon fans. And I want to talk about the season ticket holders. Jamie wrote in. She's one of them. And I think that sucks that they're not getting what they used to get. They should still get the carryover from the Bradley Center since they've been season ticket holders so long. People that have been a season ticket holder should get them benefits from before and not be forced to not get them benefits. Because that ain't right, because they was their loyal fans before they became good.
And sure.
They, like she said, they better tread lightly because it's not cool that you guys, I look at some of the prices, like it's like $80 to sit up top. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I think the only fan base, the only sports team in this state that takes its fans for granted, they won't say that, but the Green Bay Packer fans, the organization. I mean, they just, you know, they just, hey, we're the Green Bay Packers. You're going to fill up the stadium whether we give away T-shirts or not. I mean, they never give anything out of Packer games because they know people are going to show up to the games.
I got a towel once.
Well, okay, you might get a terrible towel or a magnet from time to time.
Thanks, Martinez.
But, you know, you're not going to get anything. They just, hey, here's the seat. You give us the money?
Yeah, no, I don't think the Bucks are taking their fans for granted. I just think that they're good, so surge pricing.
But didn't they have this last year with at the Bradley Center? Or the other years? Surge pricing? Or whatever it is? I don't know. I mean, we talked about the ticket prices Friday, trying to go to, you know, the secondary market there. And even now, my problem is, like, okay, Ticketmaster on Saturday afternoon, $25 for a standing room, $16 for service fees.
So buy them from the ticket office.
Well, because then I called down to the ticket office, and they said, we don't have any here. They're all – first of all, you couldn't buy it over the phone. I wanted to buy it over the phone.
Okay.
I wanted to buy it over the phone, Bart. I went, hey, you know, because in the past, I thought you could always buy tickets over the phone, give them your credit card. They're at will call for you. Okay. But apparently with the Bucks, you can't do that. Try calling on the phone. Hey, I'd like some standing room only tickets. I see those online on Ticketmaster. Can I buy some? No, those are just online. You can't. We don't have those for sale here. So they make you pay the $15 extra. Those ridiculous service charges. So a $25 ticket comes a $41 ticket.
799-1250. Keep calling in. We've got no guests today. Once the phone calls stop, we're going to play like Aaron Jones highlights from Radio Row 3 weeks ago.
God.
So
please not.
If you guys want to talk Bucks, 799-1250, feel free to continue to call in. Want to give Al Wagner a shout out. He tweeted me yesterday morning a picture of him and his daughter at Perkins. They got the Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, and it looks like they each got one. So he got the pancakes, the four pancakes with the hash browns, bacon, and he went scrambled eggs. She went with the bacon, the pancakes, scrambled eggs, and it looks like she got the potatoes rather than the hash browns.
Okay, that's a mountain. How old is the daughter?
She looks to be between the ages of, I can't tell with kids, 6 and 11.
Oh, God. No, I know for a fact my 7-year-old couldn't finish that.
I'm going to guess
that's like 6 meals
eight
for him. Okay.
Hard to say.
I mean, if he gets his kid to finish that, man, more power to him.
So that's the deal at Perkins. They got both those deals for under $13 because, well, 14. I should do math better. You got the Bart's Breakfast Bonanza at Perkins where it is 3 eggs, and they got them scrambled. 4 pancakes, they each got them there. The 4 slices of bacon, and then the crispy hash browns, and you get that all for $6.99. You can stop into any Perkins in the greater Milwaukee area and order Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, any Perkins again, in southeastern Wisconsin, just $6.99 for that much food. And if you can't eat it all, they'll box it up for you. Now, today, if you go, it's a Pie Society Monday, free slice of pie after 11 o'clock with any meal at Perkins. 799-1250, more from you guys coming up next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Bucks win on Friday in Dallas. They come home Saturday, lose to the Magic. Not a good outing from the team without Giannis. A lot of you guys kind of planned your weekend around that game, and then you paid to watch that. 799-1250 as we continue to take your calls on the topic. TJ is in Greenfield. Let's get out to Tej. What's up, TJ?
Hey, TJ.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, TJ.
Good morning. I just wanted to.
God, I was happy those 4 months where that went away. And I see they're back in full force.
They're back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have no problem with Giannis sitting out. The guy went for 29-17 the night before. And, you know, for a superstar to sit out back-to-back a game like that, I don't think it's very uncommon. When you're dealing with some sort of, you know, very minor injury like he seems to be dealing with. But as far as Chris Middleton, it's just another reason in my mind that he's not worth paying him a ton of money. If you're all-star, your number one guy, Giannis, is sitting down, you should be able to carry the load for a game or two or whatever it's got to be. I mean, John Wall is out for the Wizards. He scores 30 against us. And, you know, Chris Middleton to play, I don't know, 31 minutes or whatever and score 11 points, I think it's ridiculous. And I think Malcolm Brogdon is a much bigger piece of this Bucks team than Chris Middleton is. Brogdon can shoot from the outside, and he can drive and you know, score the basketball. I don't think Middleton really has that skill set. When we talk about Giannis needing a jump shot, well, Middleton doesn't really have a drive to score the basketball. And I think that's a major issue, and that's why I don't think he's worth the money.
Yeah, Middleton's a mid-range guy. Mid-range guy, and when he's on, he's great. But you know, Bledsoe, I think, tried to put the team on his back at times on Saturday night, and he went for a double-double. He had 19 and 11 rebounds.
Hey, Chris had a double-double, too.
Yeah.
11 and 12. Double-double.
4-17 shooting.
Yeah, he had double-double.
Yeah, well, okay. If I went out there and took 100 shots, I might be able to get 10 points.
I'm just saying he had a double-double.
No, that's, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Brogdon didn't have a very good night either. He went 4 of 18 from the field. But Brogdon's one of those guys, he's like, on a team like the Bucks, if he's your fourth option, that's great. I mean, because Brogdon, I look at him as a guy you love to have on your team. And when I talk, you know, long-term signing guys, that's the guy I want to keep because he's a good team player. He's always in the right spot. He's the smartest guy on the team. I love Brogdon on the team. But he's one of those guys, though, you can't expect Brogdon to ever put a team on his back because that's just not the type of player he is.
Kurt's in his car, 799-1250. What's up, Kurt?
What's up, fellas? How you
going? Kurt!
Good.
What's going on, man? Check. I got two things real quick, and I'll get them out, guys, so y'all can take some more calls. But it's two things. First of all, Chris Middleton. We constantly beat up an all-star. He didn't get voted in just by us. He got voted in by the coaches. The coaches said, you have a second player on the Milwaukee Bucks that is an all-star. This man is averaging 17, 18 points a game. Average is when you have good games and bad games. And somewhere in between there is 17 or 18 points. You're going to have good days and bad days. Nobody's perfect. It's just a shame that Milwaukee always beats up on their own players.
I think what Milwaukee wants out of Middleton is for him to be like how the Warriors have Steph and KD, two guys that if the other one's down, the other one can put up 35.
But I think Chris isn't that guy.
You say that, but Bart, you just gave us an example of two MVPs on one team.
That's what I think Milwaukee expects out of Chris Middleton.
But when you're going to pay,
because if he's going to be paid $30 million,
you better be a $30 million guy.
Yeah, but come on, guys.
He's not a. Let's face it.
You can't use Golden State as an example when you have five All-Stars on one team and all of them start.
But I'm just telling you, I'm pro Middleton. I'm on Middleton.
I think we've all learned he's not $25 to $30 million a year guy.
Middleton. No, he's not. But you know what? I wouldn't be upset if we had an All-Star at $20 million a year.
Well, all right, but okay, did he make the All-Star team? I mean, okay, he's a good player.
He got voted, Chuck. He got voted in by the coaches.
But on the best team in the NBA, you got to have two All-Stars in your team.
Like, do you really?
I think if you got the best record in the NBA, you damn well better have two guys at the NBA All-Star game. You do.
For years, when he was in Cleveland, there was only one All-Star there, him.
All right, I had to look back to see if he had the best record in the NBA, if he was like the only All-Star. I'd be a little skeptical, but I'd have to check into that.
Kurt, if you had a ticket comment, I can keep you on hold for a second. We just got to take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back. 799-1250. Talking tickets. We're talking Giannis. We're talking Middleton. We're talking Bucks with you here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.